Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
So excited. Oh, I was excited for Meade. I've never cheered for him in my life.
Good Lord.
You really cheered for Meade?
No. I'm just saying I was excited for them in that.
It's a quiz bit.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we preview tonight's FAI Cup second round action, where five non-league sides are hoping to cause upsets. The latest on Evan Ferguson's proposed move to Italy and how the Swiss are using the 2010 Men's World Cup to inspire them for tonight's Women's Euro quarterfinal. But first today, Shamrock Rovers will be heading for Gibraltar and not Belfast in the second qualifying round of the Conference League. That's after St Joseph's beat Cliftonville 3-2 after extra time at Solitude last night and in front of Rovers boss Stephen Bradley to progress at the expense of Jim McGilton's side. Last night's win saw Joseph's take the tie 5-4 on aggregate. Rovers will be in Gibraltar next week for the first leg, with the return leg 7 days later in Tala. St Pat's will play Estonian Cup winners Nama Kalju in the second qualifying round. Mason Melia and Keane Levy scored early in either half as the Saints won 2-0 away to Hegelman of Lithuania. It was a 3-0 aggregate win, and Saints boss Stephen Kenny was overjoyed with his side's performance over the two legs.
Yeah, no, it's job done. I mean, I'm delighted with the attitude of the players, their application. We've seen at home, Hegelman were a different team at home, and as they were from Inchicore, and they caused us some problems tonight. That was a right game we got tonight, and thankfully we got the 2-goal win and 3-0 in aggregate. To win home and away in Europe is a big achievement.
Yeah, early goals in both halves from Mason Melia and Keane Levy. What was your view of them from the sideline? Two important goals and good finishes.
Yeah, Keane Levy, brilliant for the first goal, set up Jason McClellan, did a great effort, shot, and Mason followed in as all good strikers should. Second goal, Mason has broken and set Keane up, and Keane's finish, which I'm delighted with, because he has the capacity to do that. And that will do his confidence any harm.
Kalju needed extra time to see off the challenge of Partizani in Albania. Nikita Ivanov got the crucial goal. Once again, Pats will be at home for the first leg before they head for Tallinn a week later. Five non-league clubs are hoping to take significant scalps tonight as the FAI Cup reaches the second round. Four of them have Premier Division sides in their crosshairs. Drogheda United start the defence of the famous old trophy at home to Crumlin United. Josh Thomas, James Bulger and George Cooper are all back from injury for Drogheda, but Paul Doyle and Alicia Hui continue to be out. Leinster Senior League champion St Mochta's make the trip to the RSC for their tie with Waterford. And Blues manager John Coleman says it's a competition and opposition they will take seriously. Cillester Donnycarney have given up home advantage for their tie with Bohemians, with over 3,000 tickets sold for the game at Dalymount Park. Galway United are at home to Talca Rovers. The other tie involving a non-league club sees Bray Wanderers welcome Wayside Celtic to the Carlisle grounds. The preparations of last year's beaten finalist Derry City for their tie away to Treaty United have been dogged by comings and goings from the club this week. Having signed for Glentoran last week, Pat Hooban accused Tiernan Lynch of wasting the final 6 months of his time with Derry. The former Dundalk striker claims a move to another Premier Division club was blocked in January, and the 33-year-old managed a combined 24 minutes of sub-appearances since March. Derry also confirmed the departure of defender Kevin Hull to Ayr United yesterday, but into the squad comes Brandon Fleming from Hull. Tiernan Lynch has been giving an insight into the 25-year-old's abilities.
Obviously a lad that has great experience, played in the Championship in England with Hull, and has played a number of different English league clubs at different levels. So he's definitely one that's going to come in here with plenty of experience. And he's also one that is a great age for what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go. Lots of energy. And he obviously got to train with us today, so we're excited about getting him on the pitch.
First Division leaders Dundalk are at home to Sligo Rovers tonight. The tie sees informed Sligo playmaker Jad Hakiki come up against his former club, and he's been asked by Jessica Farry if tonight's game has added significance for him.
Yeah, listen, it's always going to be a bit of something going into a game like that. I haven't played there, but I'm excited to take it like any game and hopefully get the win.
Dundalk are obviously going very well. They're top of the table in the First Division. It will be a tough match. It's probably the tie of the round.
Yeah, they're a good side. We know that. Obviously, like you said, top of the table, and we've seen them play, and we know they're doing well at the moment, and we know it's going to be a tough game, so we have to bring a best tomorrow to win.
Shamrock Rovers welcome Stephen Elliott's Wexford to Tallaght Stadium, and there are two all first division ties, with Kerry at home to Athlone Town. Finn Harps also have home advantage against UCD. Bern is the venue for tonight's Women's Euro quarterfinal, involving Spain and the host Switzerland. Swiss manager Pia Sundhage has been showing her side footage of the country's win over the eventual champion Spain at the 2010 Men's World Cup as inspiration. Spain breezed through their group, scoring 14 goals along the way, while the Swiss needed an injury time equaliser from Riola Gemelli against Finland to advance. Last night, England came from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 with Sweden and eventually won on penalties to set up a semi-final against Italy in Geneva on Tuesday. England forward Alessia Russo says their team spirit got them through.
We had moments that I felt like I should have scored to make it 3-2. But yeah, this team never says no and never backs down out of a challenge.
Evan Ferguson could tie up a move to Roma as soon as this weekend. A slot has been made available for a medical at the city's campus by a medico ahead of his expected move from Brighton. Gazzetta dello Sport claimed today that the clubs have been in constant contact in recent days, with agreement increasingly close. The move is expected to be a loan move with an obligation to buy the Ireland international for a fee of around €30 million, but only if he has 30 goal involvements for the Serie A club this season. And Kyle Walker-Peters has agreed to join West Ham after calling off a move to Besiktas at the 11th hour. The fullback has been a free agent after his contract expired at Southampton, and he had been in Istanbul discussing a move to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side. However, Walker-Peters has decided to stay in England and has agreed a 3-year deal with the Hammers. That's it for today's Football Daily. I'll be back on Monday with more, but until then, don't forget to become an Off The Ball member.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
A young Giles, he seems to be an inside forward with a very great future.
Oh, there's no question about that at all. He's a wonderful player. He's a very quick football brain, and he was given the opportunity to use it.
The rest of the was headed up by Johansson. Comes to Giles, who shoots, and it's a goal! It's a wonderful goal!
Unforgettable. Well, I think it was the climate of the times, Jim. You know, I played Manchester United and had my leg broken at Birmingham. And I think during the 60s, it was a very, very tough game. And there was a lot of physical stuff, and I was regarded as a skillful player. And when you're a skillful player, you're a target. And my attitude was, well, if I'm going to make a living in this game and I want to make it, then I'm going to have to be as tough as everybody else. And I set out to do that.
Lorimer will play it wide again for Giles to drive it. And there it is from Johnny Giles.
When we came out of the second division, we scrambled a lot, and we played scrambly football. Very tenacious, very resilient in what we're doing, and at times too naughty for our own.
And that looked very much like a right hook by Johnny Giles.
All the things that they say about Leeds, the bad things they say about it, they knew as players that we were a great team.
Giles, Alistair Brown, and again Giles. Good try, it's worked! Oh, yes! Johnny Giles!
Bobby Collins was, you remember Bobby Collins? Bobby Collins was a great Scottish player that played for Leeds. And he used to have a saying for the players when he was rating players. Do you know what he used to say? Would he kill his granny? It's true. Would he kill his granny? And Bobby Collins would kill his granny and his grandfather.
Okay, what we're saying tonight then, that England have got to get a manager who knows all about back alleys.
Yeah.
And they got to have players who'll kill their grannies.
Duncan was a trickster anyway. He could do all sorts of tricks on and off the pitch. He could jump over a mini jar. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Duncan McKenzie.
What?
What he did, actually, Jack, he sort of only strolled up to it, two or three strides. And I honestly thought he was going to turn back and say, oh, look, lads, I'm only joking. Hopped over it. Hopped over the mini.
In one go.
In one go.
Granny Lee. You know, Franny was
Man City.
Man City, yeah. Lad. And Franny could dish it about. As it happened, the players crossed, kind of, you know, first place novel was Mike Summerby. Do you remember Mike Summerby?
Yeah,
he could get stuck in as well.
Right.
You know, my reaction was, you keep your fucking nose out. See? And Billy says, have you seen the size of his nose, wee man? You see?
Well, when you see a player playing, Nathan, who needs to kick up the backside, you don't have to know him.
you know. But, like, if he needs a kick up the backside, he needs a kick up the backside.
Johnny Giles then with the kick. He scores, it's 1-0 Leeds. And Bremner leaps to his feet. He could tell by the roar of the crowd.
Thanks, Richie.
Okay, Nathan.
John, good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening, Chair.
John, how are you doing? You're there?
I'm here, Adrian. Yeah, I'm good. Good. I hope everything works out okay, Joe. That's the main thing now.
Thinks that I am unforgettable too.
What a day for he. What a day for the Ireland side. And what a tribute to the man who's masterminded it all, Johnny Giles.